Good morning. How good it is to be here together on this White Gift Sunday, the second Sunday of Advent. We trust you know that no matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, our deep desire is to meet you where you are and share God's love with you. Just a few important announcements before we shift our gears today, and an important meeting as well. A reminder that once again this year, the alternative gift market has been virtual. You've had a couple of weeks to be supporting the various charities that we have lifted up over the past several years. You've seen the shopping list. You have one more day. Tomorrow is the final day for supporting those various charities, filling out the shopping list. It's not too late. There are about 20 charities listed, and each year they look forward to hearing from us here at St. John's because of your wonderful generosity. So please take a moment to make sure you've filled out your shopping list and turn it into the church office or drop it in the drop box there at the church office door. Also, this being White Gift Sunday, we have your 2022 St. John's calendars available for you to take along. Loaded with lots of good photographs, thanks to John Hendricks. They're out in the narthex. They're also out in the elevator lobby. Brightly colored covers, you can't miss them. Please make sure you take one with as you go today. And also out in the narthex are offering envelope boxes for 2022. So please be sure to pick those up as well before you leave today. You also know that every year on White Gift Sunday, the first thing we do before we actually enter into worship is to have a very brief but important meeting of the church to approve the proposed budget for 2022. And to do that, I'm going to call upon St. John's Church Council President Deborah Dayton to lead us in this brief but important process.
Good morning, I'm Deborah Dayton, President of Church Council here at St. John's. Before we celebrate Advent and White Gift Service together this beautiful Sunday morning, busy and exciting, I can feel the anticipation in the air, there's one very important business item to attend to, and that is to hold a congregational vote on the proposed 2022 church budget. At this time, I'm calling a congregational meeting to order. You should have received a small slip of paper, like this one in my hand, as you came in today. This is your ballot. If you've not received your ballot, please raise your hand, and one of the hospitality team members will make sure that you get one. I see folks over here, and a few more in the middle. As that's going on, as a review, the annual budget is crafted as a result of many thoughtful and analytical hours by the Finance Committee with close input from the Personnel Committee. On November 16th, the Finance Committee presented the proposed 2022 budget to Council, which Council approved unanimously. Last Sunday, November 28th, the congregation was invited to attend a hearing where the Council-approved budget proposal was presented in detail by Grace Bruin and the Finance Committee, where the congregation had the opportunity to ask questions, voice concerns, and have any clarifications addressed directly by Finance Committee members. The 2022 proposed budget overview was also printed and mailed in the December Enlightener and was posted within the Enlightener on the St. John's website. So at this time, I'm asking for a motion from the congregation to approve the proposed and council-approved 2022 St. John's UCC budget. I see a motion here. Do I have a second? I have a second. We have a motion and a second. So please, at this time, I invite folks to cast your ballot, pass these little pieces of paper into the center aisle where they will be collected and counted. Thank you, Sally and Patty. The results will be announced at the end of the service. Thank you for attending to this important business item this morning, and this meeting is adjourned. Thank you.
Last Sunday, we marked the beginning of Advent by lighting the candle of hope, and thus began our journey toward Bethlehem and Christmas, when we will celebrate the birth of the little one who changed everything. Very appropriately, on this second Sunday of Advent, we will light the candle of love. Love, the one thing the song correctly identifies that there is definitely just too little of. Love is what motivates us to come today with gifts in hand for people we most likely will never meet, yet whose need is great and all of whom have been created in God's beautiful image. Every Sunday during this busy season, as we pause to worship, we are doing our part to make ready for the coming of Christ into the world and into our lives yet again. Making ready is decidedly different from the being ready the world around us is ever demanding. Making ready is an intentional process that involves less doing and more savoring, less frenzy and more listening, less coming and going and more being present in the precious moments God has given us. Today, we gather as seekers, not for answers, but for wisdom, not for doctrine, but for a way of life inspired by the radical love of the one whose birth we are preparing to celebrate. May we feel enveloped in that love, even now as we worship, in the name of God, Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
I invite you to join me as we confess our sins together by praying along with the prayer that is printed in our bulletins. Let us pray. Loving God, in the midst of this busy time of year, we constantly feel the pressure to be ready for Christmas, which usually involves having the house decorated, all of the presents purchased and wrapped, cards sent, and parties planned. What we tend to lose sight of, however, is what we need in order to make our hearts ready for the coming of your Son, Jesus. Remind us that Christ's birth is not about the pressure to be ready, but rather an invitation to make ready. Making ready our hearts means being present on the Advent journey and allowing this familiar but miraculous story to change us from the inside out. Everything we need lies in the gifts of this season, the gifts of hope, love, joy, and peace. May we embrace and embody these gifts, and may they be the most important ones that we share as we help to make the world ready for the birth of Christ. Amen. Friends, in addition to God's hope, love, joy, and peace, God's forgiveness is a gift given to us, not just in the midst of this season, but always and forever. When we come before God and confess our sins, when we claim the mistakes we have inevitably made, we are making ready our hearts for the life-changing gift of God's unconditional love in the person of Jesus. May we accept all of God's precious gifts, and may they change the way that we live in this world. Amen. Please be seated.
They must be eager. I didn't even have to invite them to come forward. This is good. Ruth, come on over here, Ruth. Okay. Come on over. It's okay. It is with great joy that we celebrate the baptism of baptism today for Levi Calvin Young. Every time we celebrate a baptism, I speak to you about the importance of this wonderful and sacred event, a gift given by God, no strings attached. There is absolutely nothing Levi had to do today to prepare for this event. In fact, well, maybe warming up his lungs a little bit a few moments ago was part of it. But we know that baptism is not something we earn. It is not something we deserve. It is something we receive freely, which is why we offer it to little children to make it quite clear This is not our doing. It's not even Pastor Addie or my doing. It is God's gift. I often jokingly but seriously say one of the best perks of being a pastor is being able to celebrate the sacrament. And that is especially true when it happens to be your grandson. And so, because I think Levi's a little bit eager for this to be done with, Ryan and Jenny, you know that you have had a precious, priceless gift entrusted to your care. You also know that he is an awesome responsibility. Raising little ones is no small task. I know how much you love this little one, just as you love Ruby. We know that you will seek out support along the way. That's why there is a church family surrounding you. Even though you're not right around the corner, they are lifting you up in their prayers and supporting you on the journey. You also know that God does not ask of you as parents to be perfect, but simply to surround your son with all the love you can muster. As he grows, to pray for him and with him. And your bringing him here today says to us, it matters to you that he grows up learning about this God who we say loves us so much. This God who created us, this God who has given us life. And so we count on you as Levi's parents to give him those opportunities along life's way so that the day may come when he may say for himself, yes, I claim this gift. What my parents did for me when I was a little guy, I claim that for myself. And so, Jenny and Ryan, I ask you as parents of Levi Calvin, will you surround him with all the love you can muster? Will you pray with him and for him, and as he grows, provide him with opportunities to learn of God's love and Christ's teaching? If so, will you respond together by saying, we will with God's help.
And will you, the congregation, family, and friends of St. John's, promise your love, support, care, and prayers to Jenny, Ryan, Ruby, and Levi, near or far, as they journey together with us through life? If so, say yes.
At this time, I'm going to ask Pastor Addie to pour the water in the baptismal font. We always wait to do this because it's something that we see and hear. It's concrete. It's tangible. A beautiful symbol of God's love, God's grace, God's forgiveness poured out, not just in a stingy way, but generously, over and over and over again. A priceless gift. I promised big sister Ruby she would have an important job to do, and so I'm going to give Ruby Levi's baptismal certificate to hold. Okay? That's an important job, and your job is now to help us welcome Levi as we join together in singing Jesus Loves Me. I don't think you need to look for the words.
Thank you.
As we switch our gears a bit and move into our time of prayer this morning, I do, of course, have some joys and concerns that have been shared with us in our book and throughout our week to lift up before we come together as a community in prayer. A few joys, all of which are birthdays. Eric Kinsey celebrated his birthday on Monday, November 29th. Lynn Hunsinger is celebrating a birthday today, and I was specifically told to mention that she is celebrating the fourth anniversary of her 21st birthday, so you can do the math on that one. And a happy 12th birthday to Siobhan on December 9th from her parents and grandparents. So lots of wonderful people celebrating birthdays in the days ahead and the days previous. Quite a few concerns to lift up. The prayer shawl knitters asked us to keep in prayers that shawls were given to Nancy from Lansdale and Charlotte from Roxborough. We asked for prayers for Nancy and Charlotte. Charlotte is a friend of Lisa Thim, so we keep Nancy and Charlotte in our prayers. Kathleen Wells has been in Doylestown Hospital, so we pray for continued healing for Kathleen. Jackie Huntsberger, who we have prayed for quite a few weeks, is currently in Moss Rehab Center. So we pray prayers of continued healing for Jackie and keep her husband Vern in our prayers. Charlie Jewell and Heather Quire are both home from the hospital recovering. So again, prayers for continued healing for them and strength for Margie. Bill Freed passed away on November 27th. His service will be on December 20th at 2 p.m. here at St. John's. And also for Sarah, Julia McMullen's friend, who is paralyzed from a bad surgery and very depressed. We've prayed for Julia or for Sarah in the past, and we continue our prayers for her. Bearing in mind, as always, that we all come to a time of worship, even in the midst of this joyous season, with many joys and concerns weighing heavy on our hearts, I invite you to bring those to mind now as we lift them up to God together. Let us pray. God of love, we come to you this day in a moment of pause from a busy week. Perhaps we've gotten caught up in the hustle and bustle, or perhaps we are watching from a distance. Either way, it is undeniable that our world gets swept away in a tidal wave of busyness and doing this time of year. As we continue this Advent journey, help us to focus on you and the coming of your Son, Jesus. Remind us that Jesus will arrive despite our lack of preparation, even if our to-do lists aren't fully checked off. In order to feel the peace that is born among us with baby Jesus, we need only to be, not do. In the midst of all of our joys and concerns, those lifted up out loud and those that remain on our hearts and minds, remind us that we are not alone, that we are held up by prayer and supported by love. It is that love that we lift up this day on this second Sunday of Advent. We celebrate your love that fills us, your love that inspires us to love one another, to give generously, to sing, to worship, to be with one another in this beautiful place. In that same spirit of love, we ask that you be with all those who celebrate this day and be with those who come to this place with heavy hearts. Walk beside those for whom we pray, those in need of healing, of your comforting presence, of patience, of peace, of a life free from pain. We take a moment now of silence to pray for those on our hearts and minds. God, as we share this worship experience with one another, as we witness the coming of the Christ child, and as we see joy on children's faces as they sing, may we be reminded that we are all children of God, forever cared for and forever loved by you. We pray all of these things in the name of Christ, the living expression of all hope, all love, all joy, and all peace, and the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Our gospel lesson today comes from the Gospel of Luke, the third chapter. Familiar words that come to us from John the Baptist. In the 15th year of the reign of Emperor Tiberius, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, and Herod was ruler of Galilee, and his brother Philip, ruler of the region of Iturea and Trachonitis, and Lysanias, ruler of Abilene, during the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. He went into all the region around Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. As it is written in the book of the words of the prophet Isaiah, the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough ways made smooth, and all flesh shall see the salvation of our God. These are God's words for us. May they speak to us in new ways on this day. Amen.
I invite you to be with me now in a spirit of prayer. God, may all the words spoken and sung be filled with your word. May the wisdom that we need for the living of this day, for the journey that is Advent, rise to the surface for each of us, that we might grab a hold of it and live into it. Amen. Advent is a time of preparation, a time of introduction, a time to take our time and to immerse ourselves in what it means to be in the darkness so that we can realize the magnitude of the light that will be born among us. When thinking about words to introduce what is about to unfold as we retell this familiar story on this White Gift Sunday, I began thinking about the kind of introduction Mary and Joseph had to the news that their worlds would be turned upside down with the birth of Jesus. But come to think of it, they didn't really have much of an introduction, did they? No sooner was she told that she would give birth to God's son, Mary was on the back of a donkey, making her way with Joseph to Bethlehem. The anthem we will hear in just a moment quotes words from Isaiah and words that we just heard retold in the Gospel of Luke. Prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway. But when I think of the journey that Mary and Joseph made, I don't think of the way being made straight, or mountains made low, or bumps in the road made smooth. In fact, I imagine it was a rather uncomfortable, bumpy ride for very pregnant Mary, filled with anticipation, fear, anxiety, and unknown. And yet, a way was made. We may not be on the back of a donkey, but we do know a thing or two about bumpy roads, about hills to climb, about life taking sharp and unexpected turns. As we enter into the story of Christ's birth and as we continue to find ourselves in the midst of this Advent season in this very broken world, may we too be looking for ways, for places where God is making a way where there is no way. And just like that, Jesus is ready to be born. Light surrounded, angels sang, the weary world rejoiced. Who we've all been waiting for is about to be among us. But this is not the end of the story. In fact, it's really only the beginning. With the arrival of this child, so much will be set into motion. Things will never be the same. The whole world will sing with joy, even as gentle lullabies surround the little one in the sacred silence of that night. As parents, angels, shepherds, and animals surround, bearing witness to the hope, love, joy, and peace, wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in the manger.
Thank you.
While the rest of the world, humans and animals alike, couldn't hold back their shouts of joy, I imagine things were relatively quiet in the stable as Mary and Joseph surrounded baby Jesus in the manger. Well, as quiet as they can be with a newborn. But they weren't alone. Angels surrounded, hovering around in the warmth of the star's bright light, adoring this precious gift. Speaking of that star, the one that caught the attention of the shepherds, the one that surrounded Mary, Joseph, Jesus, and the angels with light, well, its glowing also caught the eye of three wise ones from the far-off east, who were so captivated by its brilliant gleaming and what it represented that they packed up their camels and traveled miles and miles to find the holy baby. In our days of GPS and built-in navigation systems, it's hard to imagine setting off on a road trip guided only by the light of a star. But as was the case with the shepherds, something drew them in and guided not only their feet, but also their hearts. With gifts fit for a king in hand, the wise ones arrived, kneeling in quiet adoration of the ultimate gift they had traveled so far to see. The most captivating thing to me about this familiar story is that God came in the form of a tiny, vulnerable baby to show just how much God gets it. God understands the struggles, the pains, and the gift it is to be human. That night in the stable with all gathered around, God is in the miracle and the light and the peaceful joy. And God is also in the pains of birth, the crying out of new life, the sighs of weary parents and traveling guests. All of it is a gift, because life, in all of its realness, is a gift. And whether it has us shouting from the mountaintops, standing in quiet awe, crying out in prayer, or even offering gifts wrapped in white paper, God is in it with us, urging us to share the good news in so many different ways. May that be what guides us and draws us in this season and always. Amen.
And now we come to that time in worship that we have all been looking forward to and waiting for, the invitation to bring gifts to the manger. Now, I know many of you are creatures of habit. In fact, I think we all are. But I want to stress to you that today we are doing things intentionally different in order to be as safe as possible. Number one, do not jump up out of your seat and head toward the center aisle, which is your inclination. Both Bill Leslie and Scott Vanderberg will be in the center aisle to guide you pew by pew to come forward so that we do not have large groups of people gathered in the center aisle. Stay in your seat. Stay sitting until Scott or Bill direct you to come forward. Secondly, while there is music being played during the presentation of the gifts, as hard as it is, we do not encourage you to sing along. I know that's difficult, but again, folks moving and singing at the same time in a crowded sanctuary, not a wise idea given the circumstances of our world today. So listen to Andrew's beautiful playing of a variety of familiar hymns. We encourage you, however, to not sing along, as hard as that may be. There are going to be folk here at the chancel steps to receive your gifts. You're going to be coming up via the center aisle, returning to your seats via the side aisles. Please just keep moving, okay? You don't have to run, you don't have to hustle, but we also, again, want to make sure that we don't have clumps of people gathering together all in the same spot, all at the same time. And there will be people to encourage and remind you, because again, we are creatures of habit. And this is a very special time. You already see the generosity of many folks who could not be here this morning, having brought their gifts ahead of time. We will add to this wonderful pile, and after we've received the gifts today, we will dedicate the gifts along with the offering that you placed in the offering place when you entered. So at this time, I'm going to invite Scott and Bill to claim their spots, and Gail and Sarah to claim their spots, and our folks here in the chancel to claim their spots, as we, in a spirit of Christmas joy and giving, present our gifts today. Thank you. And as we prepare to dedicate these white gifts, I'm going to invite Robin to bring forward our gifts, our usual offering, and we will dedicate that as well. Let us be together in a spirit of prayer. O God, as we see gift after gift after gift being brought forward, we are thankful for so many things, for so many reasons. You have blessed us with an abundance, and you have blessed this congregation with a generous heart. And for that, I give thanks this day and every day. Literally hundreds of gifts will touch lives in the days ahead. Yes, they are people we do not know, we may never meet, but we know that these gifts, whether they are large or small, will make a difference. We get that. And may we remember also, O God, that as we give these gifts, gift-giving is not just a season of the year. It is the way you have called us to live our lives each day, giving of ourselves, giving of what we have, so that others may have enough. Gracious God, we ask your blessing upon the ministry of Urban Promise and also of Old First UCC in Philadelphia as they reach out to the men who come to their shelter. Work through them that they might continue to offer these wonderful services with caring and compassionate hearts. And bless the gifts we have presented today to do the work and ministry of St. John's, your work. May we do it with joy. May we do it not just one season of the year, but day in and day out. Not just here in this building, but far beyond this place. God, for your many gifts and for your blessing upon them, we give you thanks this day in Christ's name. Amen. Before sharing with you words of benediction, let me just give you the results of our budget vote this morning. 142 people voted to accept the proposed budget, 5 to reject, and 4 to abstain, with a total of 151 people voting. Thank you so much for taking the time to do that. Well, our closing hymn gave us our marching orders, "Go Tell It on the Mountain, Jesus Christ is Born." Well, not quite, almost, but we have plenty of opportunity between now and the 25th of December to demonstrate Christ's love in our world, to share the good news by the way we live, by the way we love, by the way we care for those around us. May we do that with our whole being. And as you go out into the world this day, may the light of God surround you, the love of God enfold you, the power of God protect you, and the peace of God remain ever with you. Amen.